Hello, it is Monday, January 27th, 2025, and here are readings from our daily reading plan in view as we together as a family of families through God's Word seek to keep His face in view so that we can know Him more and make Him known all the more. To do this today, we're going to be reading Psalm chapter 18, verses 1 through 6, 1 Chronicles chapter 26, verses 1 through 30, and Acts chapter 16, verse 30 to chapter 17, verse 3. We're going to begin today with Psalm chapter 18, verses 1 through 6. I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, and I am saved from my enemies. The cords of death encompassed me. The torrents of destruction assailed me. The cords of Sheol entangled me. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord. To my God, I cried for help. From his temple, he heard my voice, and my cry to him reached his ears. 1 Chronicles chapter 26, verses 1 through 30. As for the divisions of the gatekeepers of the Korahites, Meshelemiah, the son of Kor, of the sons of Asaph, and Meshelemiah had sons, Zechariah the firstborn, Jediel the second, Zebediah the third, Jathaniel the fourth, Elam the fifth, Johanan the sixth, Eliehonai the seventh, and Obed-Edom had sons, Shemaiah the firstborn, Jehozabad the second, Joah the third, Sarkar the fourth, Nathanel the fifth, Amiel the sixth, Issachar the seventh, Peluthai the eighth, for God blessed him. Also the sons of Shemaiah were sons born who were rulers in their father's houses, for they were men of great ability. The sons of Shemaiah, Othni, Raphael, Obed, and Elzabad, whose brothers were able men, Elihu and Semachai. All these were of the sons of Obed-Edom, with their sons and brothers, able men qualified for the service, 62 of Obed-Edom, and Meshelemiah and sons and brothers, able men, 18, and Hosa, the sons of Merari, had sons, Shemeri the chief, for though he was not the firstborn, his father made him chief, Hilkiah the second, Tabalai the third, Zechariah the fourth. All the sons and brothers of Hosa were 13. These divisions of the gatekeepers corresponding to their chief men had duties just as their brothers did, ministering in the house of the Lord, and they cast lots by fathers' houses, small and great alike, for their gates. The lot for the east fell to Shelemiah. They cast lots also for his son Zechariah, a shrewd counselor, and his lot came out for the north. Obed-Edom's came out for the south, and to his sons was allotted the gatehouse. For Shupan and Hosa, it came out for the west, at the gate of Sheleketh. On the road that goes up, watch corresponded to watch. On the east, there were six each day, on the north, four each day, on the south, four each day, as well as two and two at the gatehouse. And for the colonnade on the west, there were four at the road and two at the colonnade. These were the divisions of the gatekeepers among the Korathites and the sons of Merari. And of the Levites, Ahijah had charge of the treasuries of the house of God and the treasuries of the dedicated gifts. The sons of Ladan, the sons of the Gershonites belonging to Ladan, the heads of the father's houses belonging to Ladan, the Gershonite, Jahaeli, the sons of Jahaeli, Zetham, and Joel, his brother, were in charge of the treasuries of the house of the Lord. Of the Amorites, the Izharites and Hebronites and the Uzielites and Shabul, the son of Gershom, son of Moses, was chief officer in charge of the treasuries. His brothers from Eleazar were his son Rahabai and his son Jesaiah and his son Joram and his son Zechariah and his son Shelemoth. This Shelemoth and his brothers were in charge of all the treasuries of the dedicated gifts that David the king and the heads of the fathers' houses and the officers of the thousands and the hundreds and the commanders of the army had dedicated from spoil won in battles. They dedicated gifts for the maintenance of the house of the Lord. Also all that Samuel the seer and Saul the son of Kish and Abner the son of Ner and Joab the son of Zurai had dedicated, all dedicated gifts were in the care of Shelemoth and his brothers. Of the Izharites, Chenai and his sons were appointed to external duties for Israel as officers and judges of the Hebronites. Hashbani, his brothers, 1,700 men of ability, had the oversight of Israel westward of the Jordan for all the work of the Lord and for the service of the king. Acts chapter 16, verses 30 through 17, verse 3. Then he brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household." And they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all who were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their wounds. And he was baptized at once, he and all his family. Then he brought them up into his house and set food before them. And he rejoiced along with his entire household that he had believed in God. But when it was day, the magistrates sent the police saying, "Let those men go." And the jailer reported these words to Paul, saying, "The magistrates have sent to let you go. Therefore, come out now and go in peace." But Paul said to them, "They have beaten us publicly, uncondemned men who are Roman citizens, and have thrown us into prison. And do they now throw us out secretly? No, let them come themselves and take us out." The police reported these words to the magistrate, and they were afraid when they heard that they were Roman citizens. So they came and apologized to them, and they took them out and asked them to leave the city. So they went out of the prison and visited Lydda. And when they had seen the brothers, they encouraged them and departed. Now, when they had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonai, they came to Thessalonica, where there was a synagogue of the Jews. And Paul went in, as was his custom, and on three Sabbath days he reasoned with them from the Scriptures, explaining and proving that it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead, and saying, "This Jesus, whom I proclaim to you, is the Christ." This is the word of the Lord. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever. Amen. And the whole human race, oh, happy now.